Do you have any terms for Scandinavians or Canadians?
No, they seem to have done very well for themselves. We don't have any resentment for them, as I know of. All the relationship that I saw that existed among the troops in England was very good. And they were always very courteous, and well, they were very much like the English people. Of course, we know that they are French Canadians, but they are not like the French that I met in the country of France by a long way. They speak French, of course, but that's about all. I don't know too much about Canadians.
Do you know any terms for Republicans or Democrats?
Well, yes, the Republicans are called grand old party people, the big elephant. And of course, the Democrats with the donkey. They use these as symbols to identify themselves. I don't know any. They don't think too well of each other, it seems, when it comes to oratory, but under the skin, I think they're pretty close, except that the Republican believes that we need the conservative attitude more in all that we do, while the Democrat seems to feel that the privilege of being as radical as one likes to be, wants to be, is the art of the day. And this is where politics goes. That's the impression that I get. Spending money, who cares who pays it back or when it comes back, just let it go. And this has been all of my years of knowledge as the Democrat Party is concerned. That has been the way of Democrats, spend, spend, spend. And whenever it's going to come back, depression otherwise, they'll still say that's Republicans' responsibility, because they usually have to correct things before they, well, it's my impression anyway, before they, our economy is adjusted. It has to have a lot of fixing. But you can't spend something that you don't have. If you spend borrowed money, you're still in debt. That's my conception of it. Maybe.
Would you describe a hippie to me, what you think of as a hippie?
Well, we usually think of hippies as being those people who go around, as I saw at Brown University in Providence, dirty, and you can almost hear them a block away, because they don't bathe, they don't shave, they don't groom their hair, they just go about it. I don't care how they look. This is the first impression, and they just do almost anything, say anything, and group themselves. They're considered to be a little verbose in some areas. The men in particular, with all of their facial hair and long hair, can't distinguish them from females very well unless you see their mustache. And just to see one back of one's head, you wouldn't know who it was and this type of thing. And his dress, of course, very unattractive, or certainly not immaculate by a long way. That's the general conception I have of hippie.
Do you know